listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker, along with my lovely wife, Apostle Betty Whitaker. And we both are the founders and the pastors of First Church Fivefold Fellowship, that we have our services in Port St. Lucie, Florida. The address is 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34984. Our morning service starts at 11 a.m. is our Bible study that is taught by Pastor Gloria Williams. And then we have our Sunday morning service that starts at 12. And it is led by the Spirit of God, led by the Holy Ghost. Whether I am preaching or Apostle is preaching or Pastor Williams is preaching, but whoever is preaching, we are make sure that we are in tune with the Spirit of God. And God will always bring a word unto the church, a word that we need in this time and age. Okay, church, here we go. Let's see our motto this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. No matter what the enemy says or does today, he cannot, will not, and shall not take our joy. Amen. I think I'm going to let our Apostle Whitaker lead us in prayer this morning.
Amen. Good morning, radio listeners. This is Apostle Betty Whitaker. Let us just go into a quick prayer before we get into the Word of God this morning, the true Word of God. Father God, we pray that you touch the ears of every listener out there in the radio land this morning, that they may hear your word. For those that are seeking, that they may find your word, that they may find you in the word. So, Father, as we now open up, we ask that we be led by your Spirit to give your people what they need to hear and take in this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So now we'll continue with our study that we did last Saturday. And it is man's search for the knowledge of the truth if he wants to be saved. In other words, a truth seeker must find or must first inquire in order to be saved. Man must seek to understand the truth about salvation, which is the gospel of Christ that is written in what we call the Holy Bible. And the Bible was not written by any ordinary men, but those men that were inspired by the Holy Ghost of God that gave them the revelation to write so that we may know who the Father is. And yes, and what is required of him so that he may fully come to the knowledge of the truth. And the truth will make you free. And I think that's where we are today. We are. We really need to know the truth so that we can be made free. Because the truth will make you free. Yes, yes, the truth, the truth. Thank God that the word of God is the truth. And this is what we are seeking. We are seeking the word of God, the real word of God. Not what I think, not what you think, not your opinion, not my opinion, not what somebody else might think it is, but it is the word of God. There's not but one word, one true word that we need to engraft into our hearts There's one word that we need to hang on. There's one word that we need to partake of every morning, every evening, everywhere we go. We need the word of God to sustain us.
Amen.
And the word of God give us grace and the word of God give us mercy. It is through the word of God that we have faith. Without the word of God, how can we have faith?
Here, Romans 5, verse 2, it says, by whom also we have access by faith into the grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of glory, of the glory of God. Through Jesus, we have access by faith into what? This favor where we now stand. We have to learn how to build our faith in relationship with Jesus Christ. That's the only thing. It says what? We got to believe. Faith is believing on.
Yes.
Knowing.
Yes.
We don't see faith, but we just got to know within ourselves that this is the connection between us and Christ Jesus.
Yes.
So he says here, it is by faith that an earnest truth seeker can gain access to the favor or grace that God may grant him through Jesus so he can hope for the glory of God. And it's because of this hope that's laid up for you in heaven. That's how we just gotta know.
Mm-hmm.
Just build upon it.
Yes.
Grow upon it. Yes. Learn.
Yes.
Study.
Study. So the main question should be, what is faith? What is faith? What does faith really mean? How do I attain faith?
Mm-hmm.
How can I grow in faith? What does faith do for me? What is faith? It's something that you believe in, but you have not seen it. That's what the Bible says. I have never seen Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think nobody else have seen Jesus Christ yet. But I know that he do exist.
We know he exists.
So my faith
is
in Christ.
Yes.
That through him, by him dying on the cross and shed his precious blood, that cover my sins and your sins and sins for the whole world, that through that, that my faith is that I will have eternal life. So now, my faith is that Jesus Christ, when he died, he was buried in the tomb, and then on the third day, as the Bible predicted and it was written, that he did rose on the third day. By faith, he got up. So now, by my faith, I understand that if I lay down and give up this old nasty world and believe on Jesus Christ, by faith, I will have eternal life. So this is where we got to grow in faith and believe in something that I have not seen.
And not only that, faith is the key to the truth.
Yes.
And the truth is in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes. Yes.
So faith is something that is just a substance that's knowing.
Mm-hmm.
It's all knowing. Why should a truth seeker strive to acquire the faith that is required to gain access to God's grace through Jesus Christ? If you look here in Hebrews 11 and 6, he says, now it is impossible to please God without faith, since anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and rewards those who seek him.
So you're saying that it's impossible for me, you, or anyone to please God not unless we have faith.
Unless we have faith.
So those are out there who don't have no faith and don't believe in Jesus Christ. So you mean to tell me that they're not pleasing God? According to the word, now it's impossible to please God without faith. So now, since anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, that God do exist, although I never seen him. I never seen Jesus. But how do I know that he do exist? Oh, see, that's where we get hung up at. because I can't physically see him, but yet there are evidence and rewards that lets me know that he do exist. Now think about this morning. When you got up this morning, somebody woke up this morning and your alarm clock did not wake you up. You were just laying in bed. You were in a state of deadness. When you sleep, we are in a state of dead. We just like dead folks because we sleep. Mm-hmm. We don't know nothing what's going on. We can't hear nothing. We don't know somebody broke in the house or whatever. But all of a sudden, your eyes just pop open. Your eyes just come. Something woke you up this morning. And that is the evidence that God do exist. Come on, somebody. Now, look at this. You going down the road and you going through some trials and tribulations, and all of a sudden you need something. And you done went to everybody else to try to get whatever you need, but couldn't nobody supply that need that you wanted. And all of a sudden you may go to the mailbox and you get an unexpectedly check. Come on, somebody. Mm-hmm. Or somebody might come by and bring some grocery and say that the Lord laid this upon my heart to bring you something. That's let me know that he do exist. So I had to believe, although I can't see it with my physical eyes, mm-hmm. and I think that's where we have a problem at, because a lot of us, if we don't see, we don't believe. It takes something to believe that something you have not seen yet. Oh, I'm just speaking like it is now. So now, if you really want to understand what faith is and the rewards of those that seek him, and be honest, that's why I'm seeking the Lord.
Amen. And it goes back to your topic. It says, what the truth seeker must first acquire.
Mm.
What we must
acquire.
Have.
What we must have. Huh.
In order to have faith. Mm. What are you looking for? Mm. In order to be saved, a man must seek to understand the truth.
Yes.
About salvation.
Yes.
And salvation is something that we must have what? We have to have faith. We have to believe in it.
Got to believe it. Mm. So if I don't have faith, then I can't come to God.
No, you can't.
In other words, I will completely fail if I don't have faith. For it's impossible to please God without faith.
And not only that, it's hard to overcome the trials and tribulations that you're going to be going through.
Come on now.
When you're walking into something new.
Yes.
And Christ, for some people, is new.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're walking into it, you know, they're walking into something thinking that everything is going to be all right once I get saved.
Yes.
But that's not so, because that's when the trouble really begins.
Yes, it does.
So now you have to begin to teach them how to read the Word of God, mm-hmm. to understand it, mm-hmm. and to lean on it in times of trouble, because there will be troubles in their life.
Yes. So when trouble comes, I have to have faith and believe that God will lead me through my trials and tribulations. So when trouble come and it get real tight,
it will.
It's going to get tight.
Because the devil hates to lose a soul.
Yeah. So I got to have something to hold on.
That's right.
So that I can go through. And a lot of people can't go through because they don't have no faith. When you hungry, don't have no money, you still got to have faith that God going to go through. See, this is where we fall short. Because when the enemy throws these trials and tribulations at us, he knows our faith, knowing that we're going to fail before we even fall.
That's right. That's
he knows this. That's why trials and tribulations come. So now, what kind of faith do a truth seeker must possess so that he can please God and gain access to the grace through Jesus Christ? When a person is in Jesus Christ, it does not matter whether he's circumcised or not, because that's a law. The only thing which is important in faith is the kind of faith that works through love. Mm. Here we go.
Mm.
Here we go now. We're back to love again. So thank God that Jesus Christ loved us so that we can work faith through Jesus Christ. Faith which works through love is the kind of faith everyone must possess so that he can please God. You got to love. Oh, man. Mm. So if we love like we supposed to love, then there would be no hatred in the world. If we love like we supposed to love, then there would be no black and white. There wouldn't be no color issue. Come on, somebody. It'd be just man and a woman. Come on now. If we love, then we can help our neighbors. Don't you know how better this world would be if we was to take the love that God is trying to teach us? And the Bible said, love thy neighbor. Well, who is your neighbor?
Yourself.
Hmm. Is your neighbor next door?
Nope.
But who is your neighbor?
He's all around us.
All around you.
All around us in our everyday life.
Yes.
People on our jobs, people in the schools, people in the medical profession, people in the police department, people that hold different types of jobs. They're all over.
They're all over.
So if we can grasp that kind of love, we probably wouldn't have, as much killing as we do in this world.
Sure wouldn't.
In this society. Much strife.
Much strife. No bigotry. No hatred. No dislike, no distrust. Everybody be loving each other, willing to help. See, this is where we really need to understand what God is teaching us about how to be saved. In order to get salvation, we got to be able to understand faith and believe in Jesus Christ. Because how can you believe or grab hold of something if you don't have faith in it? So our faith is being tested each and every day.
Right.
Whether you like it or not, you being tested.
Amen.
Because the Bible does say that we have an accuser of the brothers that goes back and forth accusing us each and every day to God and saying, God, you know, I hear what they say. They say that they love you, but Lord, God, just let me put a little trial in the way and I'm going to show you how much they love you. And when trials come and you lose hope, you give up, you turn your back against God, you run away, you stick your head in the sand, you get into a pity party, and you think everybody is against you, and Satan sitting there laughing and said, Lord, look, I told you she wasn't the one. Look at her. I know how to make her cry. I know how to make her turn her back against you right now. And the Lord said, well, go ahead on. But what we need to understand when trials and tribulation come our way, it ain't nothing but a test so that we can find out where we are in the gospel of Jesus Christ. I take every trial and every tribulation that I go through and I use it as a stepping stone to go higher, come on, and higher. I don't let my failure be my failure. I use that to help build upon to make me more stronger. And this is what we need to understand. When you fail, you should get stronger. Come on, somebody. Let the church say amen.
Now. Amen, amen.
You got to know where you are. Because if you don't know where you are, how you can go forward? If everything that I do that caused me to stumble every time I fall, then I'll never be where I am today. I thank God. Come on, somebody. I thank God that I was able to know the truth.
You know, I have a question.
Yes.
And it goes back to the beginning of what we were talking about last week. It says, what will truth do to men so he can be saved? And in John 8 and 32, the Lord said, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Yes, it will.
So how is it that we have this doubt when all of this trouble come towards us?
Yes.
We doubt and we disbelieve. We're so easily turned around.
Yes.
Because of the slightest thing.
Yes, Lord.
So love is the one that is going to carry us. It's going to help us. It's going to move us. But it all comes back to we have to have that faith. We have to seek God wholeheartedly.
Yes.
in order to be able to understand the true word of God.
Yes, true word. The true word of God. That's the key right there, the true word of God. Apostle, I feel right now that maybe somebody want to be saved. I don't care where you are. I don't care what you're doing. And I understand that sometime in some organizations say that you have to go to a class before you be saved. And I've been trying to get somebody to show it to me in the Bible where it says that you have to go to a class to be saved. In order to be saved is very, very simple. If you believe.
That's right. You got to confess it with your mouth.
Apostle Paul give us the example on how to be saved. And it's in Romans chapter 10. And I would like to start with verse number 6. And it says, but the righteous, which is of faith, speak on this wise, say not in thy heart, which should ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or what should descend into the deep, that is to bring Christ up again from the dead. But what saith, the word is nigh you, or the word is near you, even in your mouth is the word of God. In thy heart is the word of God. The word of faith which we preach, we are preaching right now, the word of faith, that if thou should confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shall believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That is the truth that we've been seeking. That is the word of God. If you believe, confess out of your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, the Bible says that you are saved. That's what it says. There's no other doctrine. There's no other way. There's no other word. This is the only way that you can be saved. Confess out of your mouth. Now, I know right now somebody need to confess. But people don't need to know your sin. You can confess to yourself.
That's right.
Confess that right the Lord Jesus are. Christ. Believe on him. Believe. Confess that he is the Son of God. Confess that he did raise from the dead by the power of God. Believe in your heart on Jesus Christ. I don't care what you can be driving right now. If you begin to confess and believe on Jesus Christ in your heart, guess what? You are saved.
He said,
that's what the word says.
Seek and you shall find.
Seek and you shall find.
Knock and the door shall be open.
Shall be open. So just repeat after me. Say, Lord, forgive me for all my sins that I have done. Lord, for the ones that I know and the ones that I don't know. Lord, I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe, Lord, that you did raise from the grave as the word of God says. I believe that you're sitting on the right hand right now. Lord, come into my heart and be my personal Savior. Lord, save me right now. Lord, I need your help. I cannot do it right now, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you right now. That's all it takes to be saved. Because it says, for with the heart man believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confess unto salvation. That's all it takes to be saved. You know, it's not a rocket science. You ain't got to go to no class to be saved. Have faith. This is the truth. This is the word of God that we are preaching right now. The word.
My Lord Jesus.
The true word of God.
If there's anybody out there that would like to call in and let us pray for you, the number here is 772-221-1100. And the toll-free number is 888-221-8990.
Yes, because the Bible says, for the scripture says, whosoever believe on him shall not be ashamed. That's why I'm not ashamed of Jesus Christ. That's why everywhere I go, I'm going to tell somebody about Jesus.
We have to spread his word,
Got
Apostle.
Got to spread it.
Got to spread his word. Spread his love.
Spread it. Spread it. Spread it. For there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord is over all, is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is the word that we've been preaching. You can be saved. All you have to do is confess.
Believe.
And believe.
Open up your heart, your mind to the Lord. Say,
Let
Lord,
him in.
Here I am.
Here I am, Lord.
Accept me.
Accept me, Lord.
For what I am. I may be a drunk. I may be messed up. Yeah. I may be suffering from depression. I may be going through with my children. I may be just in a deep rut.
Yes.
But Lord, you said you will accept me as I am. Yes. I come to you as I am.
Mm. Brokenhearted.
You said seek.
Seek.
And I'll find you. Mm. I'm seeking you today, Lord.
Yes.
I want to be saved today.
Yes.
Help me. I'm in a mess. Lord. I'm messed up. I'm
messed up.
I can't come out of this on my own.
Mm.
I need a way out.
Mm.
And Lord, I hear these pastors that are speaking over the airways saying that you will accept me for what I am.
Yes.
Today is my day.
Mm.
I'm not ashamed of you anymore.
Not ashamed.
I release all sin, sick ways to you today.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I give my all to you, Father.
All my all. Because it's a scripture that Jesus was talking to the Pharisees, and when they were saying, well, why are you sitting amongst these sinners and tax collectors? And Jesus made a reply. If you are well, you don't need the physician. But when you're sick, that's when you go to the doctor. Not when you're well. We all have been sick. And the doctor is in the house. Let him prescribe the right medication for you. Let him diagnose your case. He have a cure for anything that you can come up with. There's nothing that you can come up with that the Lord does not have a cure. Always have a cure.
Mm.
All you got to do is come to him and tell him all about it.